Well, hello there. First off, thank you for tuning in and for downloading this podcast. We here at Portland Community College are glad to have you on board for our journey exploring sustainability and environmental justice in higher education. If you have a good story to share or would just like to know more, please do pop on the web and go to pcc.edu/sustain. There you can find ways to connect or see what else we're up to. PCC was just ranked second overall in North America on the ASHE 2018 Sustainability Campus Index for Associate Colleges, and we're happy to share with you how we got here. Now that we've got this plug out of the way, we'll get into the episode. Thanks again for tuning in. From Portland Community College, this is PCC Sustain Me. I'm Joe Culhane, and today my guest is Renee Perry, who will be talking about PCC and the first annual Tribal Nations Summit here in Portland.
Boom, boom, darkness falls, headlights in the afternoon.
Well, thank you for joining me, folks. I am pleased to report that on the morning of Friday, September 28th, on what was a rather warm early autumn day, with clear blue skies and the moon still showing off in the distance to the west, a very special occasion took place between the City of Portland as a governmental agency and many regional tribes from this area near the confluence of the Columbia and Willamette Rivers. Before I move into the day's events and share what my honored guest Renee Perry had to share, I would first like to acknowledge that this program is being recorded on the traditional village sites of the Multnomah, Kathlamit, Clackamas, Bands of the Chinook, Tualatin Kalapuya, Molalla, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia River. Multnomah is a band of Chinooks that lived in this area. We thank the descendants of these tribes for being the original stewards and protectors of these lands since time immemorial. We also acknowledge that Portland, Oregon has the 9th largest urban Native American population in the U.S., with over 380 federally recognized tribes represented in the urban Portland metropolitan area. We also acknowledge the systemic policies of genocide, relocation, and assimilation that still impact many indigenous Native American families today. We are honored by the collective work of many Native nations, leaders, and families who are demonstrating resilience, resistance, revitalization, healing, and creativity. We are honored to be guests upon these lands. Thank you. And thanks also to our colleagues at the Portland State University Indigenous Nations Studies Program for crafting this acknowledgement. What you're hearing is the tribal chanting and drums that were welcoming the two ceremonial canoes that included members from several tribes in this region, including the Cowlitz, Nez Perce, Grand Ronde, Siletz, Umatilla, Warmstrings, and Yakima tribes. They also had Mayor Ted Wheeler and City Commissioner Chloe Udalay, who were among the Portland officials on board. The ceremony is a traditional one that I admittedly have very limited knowledge on, though my friend and fellow student leader from this past school year, Renee Perry, was kind enough to discuss the significance of today's events and also explore what PCC and PSU are doing when it comes to bringing both more inclusion and awareness to the large Indigenous Native population in this region.
Wasayiti. Good morning. My name is Renee Perry. I'm a citizen of Tlingit Haida Nation of Southeast Alaska. White Mountain Inupiaq from Northern Alaska and North European. I am a recent graduate of Portland Community College, and I'm currently enrolled in the Indigenous Nation Studies program at PSU. This past year, working as the Native Nations Diversity and Retention Coordinator at PCC was an incredible journey. Working with administration to bring awareness to their Native students and faculty and staff, making connections with the community, and raising equity for Native students in their diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. In the previous couple of years, our Native tenured professor, Blake Houseman, who is the chair of the English department at the Southeast campus, had been working on developing a Native American studies curriculum. In December of 2017, it was brought before the deans and the curriculum committee, and was approved as a NAS curriculum designation. In that programming, there was already a Native American literature class taught by Professor Houseman. In the general curriculum of PCC, there is a Native American history class and a Native American anthropology class. There were, at the time, probably several Native staff that came and went, one tenured professor, maybe a couple of adjunct professors that were teaching on occasion. And so with the approval of the Native American Studies programming, we are working on hiring more Native faculty and staff that is representative of their Native student demographic. There is Rachel Black Elk, who is administrator for the Multicultural Center and the Women's Resource Center at Southeast Campus. Michelle Butler, who is the advisor for the Criminal Justice and Emergency Services Programming at the Cascade Campus. Professor Greg Lewis, forgive me if that's not correct, but he was recently hired to teach the Native American Anthropology and Oregon Indian History this past summer. One of the things that we worked on in the Native Nations Club was to bring student voices to the Dean of Instruction to hear their experiences in higher ed, having non-Native teachers teach classes that relate to them, such as Native American history. What resulted from that was a meeting with a couple of the history professors who teach Native American history, and what came out of that was a very collaborative, humble partnership with one of the professors to bring a contemporary lens to the Native American history class. It's often taught that Native people disappeared a long time ago, and a lot of people, non-Native people, don't realize that there are still Native people on these lands until they get to college or even after that. So a refocusing, starting with contemporary events and issues and relating back to the history of the United States and their relationship to Native people, the development of the Constitution, and federal and state laws and behavior of the lands are talked about in a wider context. Portland, Oregon is the ninth largest urban Native community in the country. There's over 74,000 Native people from 380 plus tribes from across the lower 48 and Alaska and probably First Nations Canada. We have a tribal liaison. Director of Tribal Affairs for the City of Portland is Laura John. This morning, on September 28th, there was a welcoming ceremony for the Warm Springs and Colville. Should double check that, Colville. I think it's Colville, though. But the Warm Springs and the Colville canoe families. With Mayor Ted Wheeler and a couple of the city commissioner Chloe Udaly and a couple of other city officials arrived to the banks of Tom McCall Park. They were received by peoples from Grand Ronde, Warm Springs, and I believe Colville. The significance of this is that today there is a tribal national conference with the City of Portland. This is a historic event of initiating, engaging, and revitalizing the government-to-government relation between the City of Portland and the tribes. Today's tribal council meeting with the city is significant to help support ongoing relations to support Native issues of people living in the metro area. Last May, our tribal liaison, Laura John, and Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women USA, Deborah Montubi, as well as other community members, went before the City Council to talk about missing and murdered Indigenous women. Several of the community gave testimony to the City Council about their missing family members and the pain and suffering that has been experienced. In response, the City of Portland declared May 5th Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Awareness Day. This is actually a national day of awareness, but it is still yet to be taken up by all cities across the country. Other significance for today is the relation between the tribes of caretaking for the Columbia River, Nitiwapunam in the local language, Chinook. For the city to learn more about how the people live on the river, our relationship to the lands. Working with the city, city parks and metro to bring awareness to what's in the park. A lot of work has been done by Professor Judy Bluehorse Skelton of PSU One project is the Cully Park Indigenous Food Garden. So Cully Park, which is located off of Killingsworth and 72nd Street, was a construction landfill. Over the past 10 years, a lot of work has been done to recycle as much as possible of the debris, and then a composting system was put in place to, with a methane processor on site, to help dissolve the rest of what could not be taken out. And in the past year, there was an opening of the park in June, which has an adult soccer field, a kids soccer field, a basketball court, and as well, important to the community, is a food garden of native plants, native to Oregon and native to the indigenous people here. We're not able to eat from there right at this moment, but just to get the process started of cleaning the soil and bearing future possible food sources for the community, as well as a ceremonial mound that has been developed for gathering for future events. So this today's welcoming ceremony, today's tribal council meeting with the city, is important to keep supporting relationship with the native peoples here. The other work that's being done in the community, that Rachel Black Elk actually did a lot of work with the community to develop a land acknowledgement for PCC events, as well as a lot of labor training student and staff on the importance of it, and helping to support programming, bringing this into events as a norm. The City of Portland, and I believe Metro, have also started initiating a land acknowledgement at the beginning of their events. And the importance of this is to recognize that the lands that we're on. I myself, as an Alaska Native, am a visitor here on the lands of the Chinook, Multnomah, Tualatin, and several other bands along the confluence of the Columbia River. There's a protocol when the water people come ashore, which was illustrated this morning. We ask for permission. As we arrive to the shore, there's usually a receiving people from the local tribes to receive. The people on the water ask permission to come ashore. They state their purpose and identify where they're coming from. With the colonization of the lands of what is called the United States and Alaska, based on manifest destiny of moving westward, taking land at will, which also came from the doctrine of discovery, which was a papal decree in the 1400s that any lands, any oceans that that anybody from the Catholic Church or the Catholic religion, anywhere that they went, those lands, those people, those waters would automatically be subject to the Catholic Church. So we have seen at least in the recent news the fallout of the crimes of the Catholic Church, of abuse and cover-up. These abuses have also happened within other religious missionary colonization. There has been some apologies and a reparation made, but not enough to heal the wounds of, for example, the boarding schools where children were taken from their families. Starting at the age of 5, they were taken hundreds of miles away, not allowed to speak their language. Their hair was cut. They were forced to wear uniforms, often military uniforms, and experience abuses beyond anyone's comprehension. A lot of those children did not make it home to their families, and the ones that did no longer recognized themselves. They did not speak their language. They did not know their culture. They felt like they no longer fit within their own community, and they were shunned by the outside community that had taken them in the first place. These boarding schools were in operation until the 1990s in the U.S. and in Canada. So this ceremony and the tribal council meeting with the city is important, as well as land recognition. These are important beginning strides at reconciliation, at revitalization, and survivance of our Native peoples.
Once again was Renee Perry, a citizen of the Tlingit Haida Nation of Southeast Alaska, White Mountain and Nupiak from North Alaska, and Northern European as well. I feel very fortunate to have become friends with Renee and work with her over this past year through student leadership at PCC. I learned a great deal and was honored to stand in solidarity with her on several efforts she spearheaded. I look forward to sitting with Renee again and Rachel Black Elk sometime this winter to talk more about the Indigenous Nation Studies program at PSU, the developments being made at PCC, and then also discussing the troubling issues in regards to missing and murdered Indigenous women and why it is so important to continue to illuminate this serious issue. It was an honor to bear witness to this ceremony that began the Tribal Nations Summit, first annual here in Portland. The summit's theme was Coming Together as One. It was part of the official launch of the Tribal Relations Program and the Portland City Council Resolution 36941 that officially brings a genuine relationship between the tribal government partners and the City of Portland. Big thanks again to Renee Perry for sharing some story with me, Rachel Black Elk for the work done between PCC and PSU, Judy Blue Horse Skelton, and all the incredible work she has done at PCC, PSU, through Cully Park, and this whole region as well. Big love to all the wonderful people of Native American Youth and Family Center, the folks at Native American Rehabilitation Association, which are both here in Portland, and to all the First Nations, Native people here in this region who continue to persevere and let their light shine. The intro and outro music for this episode are by my darling wife, Rachel Robinson, and this episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, Joe Colhane. May we continue to change the storyline of this world and bring into this reality a more harmonious, equitable, peaceful, and kind way of being. And of course, in order to do this, an important step we need to take is to love them all. Yes, every last one you meet.